crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
From Pakistan is Lieutenant General Hamid Ghul. You've seen the mainstream media say that he's, quote, quarterbacking and commanding all the attacks on our forces in Afghanistan and Pakistan. Of course, from my research, this is not the case. He was the big hero, the Pakistani general, the head of the ISI, who led the attacks against the Soviet invasion. And let me read over his bio, then he'll be with us for the next hour. Hamid Ghul was commissioned in the Pakistani Army in 58. He was an Armored Corps 19 Lancers tank commander in major battles on the front with India in 1965. During 72 to 76, he directly served under another top general as battalion commander when General Zia was the GOC, 1st Armored Division, and commander of the 2nd Corps. It goes on, Ghul was promoted to Brigadier General in 1978 and steadily rose to be commander of the 1st Armored Division in 1980. Ghul was then sent to the GHQ as the DG Military Intelligence under a top general, who then nominated him as the ISI chief, succeeding another general in March of 1987. He was later replaced by ISI commander by Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto in May of 1989. He was then transferred to commander of the 2nd Corps. In this capacity, General Ghul conducted the Zarb-e-Moam military exercise in November and December of 89, the biggest Pakistani armed forces show of muscle since 71 Indo-Pakistan War until now. So he's been a frontline commander and, of course, a general and the head of Pakistani intelligence, and I won't go any further. I've got a huge laundry list of things to talk about with the general. 2 years ago when they had the Mumbai attacks, he came on the show and said the evidence shows it was staged by British, Israeli, and U.S. intelligence. It's now come out in the Chicago Tribune with the headline that U.S. agent was the head of that attack. The head of Indian intelligence also said the West led the false flag attack to blame it on Pakistan and to get Pakistan and India fighting again. That's how they play them off against each other. Hamid Ghul has also questioned the official story of 9/11. He's also going to give us his expert take on why the U.S. is, quote, failing in its war in Afghanistan. And he joins us now for a full hour. Lieutenant General Hamid Ghul, thank you for joining us.
And thank you. My greetings to all your audience, please.
Why did you agree to come on this broadcast, General?
Well, basically because my version is not going out to America. I have been denied the visa to travel to America. And these people would not let me into America because they're afraid that I will speak the truth. People will listen to the truth, and then they would find out that these people have made a mess of the American plans. They are actually deceiving their own people. The American generals are failing. The American intelligence is a disaster. And they know that. I will speak in their idiom, and because I worked with them, I've done my intelligence course. You did not mention it in my career record. I did an intelligence course in Okinawa when I was a captain under the U.S. Army. And I know exactly where the failings are, and they do not want it exposed. But lately, I was quite concerned because I was on Fareed Zakaria's show, GPS, from 2 weeks back, or maybe 10, 12 days back, and also with Becky Anderson. And they cut me out totally, not Becky Anderson, but Fareed Zakaria. He recorded me for 30 minutes. But he put out only 6 minutes of my version. So that is not fair because I was informed. And especially the things that I said, which were stark realities. And he wanted, obviously, to keep the American people in dark about these things. Failings which are going on in Afghanistan of the American policy, of the American military generals. They are failing in every possible respect. This is my academic position, and I am prepared to face any general in America, any people in the academia, that, look, this is what is going wrong. I am a friend of American people. I criticize their policy, and they think that anyone who criticizes the policy is the enemy. This is totally wrong. This is a misperception. We work together with the CIA. We work together with the Americans. I have a lot of friends there. I respect them. And I could also, my advice could also be useful even at this time, because nobody understands the Afghan society better than I do, because I worked with them. I read their soul, I read their spirit, and I know, I respect those people, I admire their courage and their valor. They have to be your friends. It's period. I'm telling you, you cannot afford to lose Afghanistan as a friendly country. But unfortunately, the way things are going, if they are not handled properly, the future of Afghanistan would be hostile to America, which would neither be in the interest of Pakistan nor in the interest of America and its allies.
But, General, it would be in the interest of the global crime syndicate known as the New World Order, that wants to bring order out of chaos, that wants to create crises, that wants to destabilize Pakistan and Afghanistan and ship hundreds of billions of dollars of opium out a year to the streets of America. They think we're so stupid, they admit on Fox News that our troops help grow the opium in Afghanistan now. So the reasons we're there, we're publicly told one thing, but we're actually there for another reason, destabilization. I want you to speak to that and see if you agree. But first, you are live, uncensored. What do you want to tell the American people on more than 80 AM and FM radio stations and the number one internet radio show in the world? What do you want to tell the world about what's really happening in Afghanistan and Pakistan? Because just 3 weeks ago, they finally admitted that they had been lying and that U.S. advisors, troops, and mercenaries, Blackwater and others, have been operating illegally inside Pakistan in what I have analyzed to be a destabilization campaign. What's really going on over there, General?
Well, we know that Blackwater, now operating under the title of Z Worldwide Services, and DenCorp, which is another such organization, they are called the security contractors. This is a fundamental fault. There are 105,000 security contractors, the troopers of the security contractors, operating in Afghanistan alone. And I guess there are no figures available. I think no less than 2,000 are operating inside Pakistan. Now, this is something which ought never have to be done, because the reason is that the professional armies, when they start engaging the services of civilians whose motivation is none other than making money and cashing dollars, then you can expect the kind of results that the Americans are getting. And American people, the taxpayers, they have to shuck out a lot of money. A lot of American blood is going waste. Now, all this is a disaster, because you, and now the latest one is the WikiLeaks. In this, again, all the compilation that they have been doing, on which they have been basing their plans, I tell you, it's a disaster. It's an intelligence disaster. Why? Because they have heavily dependent, they have depended on the security contractors for even intelligence gathering. Now, imagine, how can they be such foolish people? I mean, the CIA, the FBI, and all the other, and the to top it all, there is this Task Force 373, which has been indulging in massive civilian casualties. They've been killing people left, right, and center, and every time they have given the information, they have bombed the marriage parties, they have bombed the funeral processions, they have bombed innocent, and they have even bombed the hospitals. So can you imagine that the intelligence based on the information provided by security contractors has resulted in this massive violation of human rights? It has been anti-humanity. It has destroyed everything that American people and American Constitution ever stood for. It has defied the spirit of the original charter of America, American Constitution, and Human Rights Charter. Everything that you hold so dear to your heart, the American people, they have violated it here in Pakistan and Afghanistan.
General, let me go back to something you said. I'm going to put it in layman terms. You have tens of billions of dollars in no-bid contracts going to DynCorp, going to XZ, formerly Blackwater, Blackwater Worldwide. They have a incentive to want the wars to continue and to be expanded because they're making billions of dollars out of it. So, of course, they're going to give intelligence to blame Pakistan and widen the war. Of course, they're going to give intelligence that targets civilians, knowing that there is the honor code in Pakistan and Afghanistan, just like there was in the past here in America before we lost our souls to a certain extent, that if you kill somebody's wife or children, they are going to kill you or die trying to kill you with this blood honor debt. That's why they continue. And now they admit have the CIA and the Army piloting drones from Virginia, and they are killing, quote, in fact, guys, search this term, no name terrorist. If someone has a gun, when everybody has guns over there, it's, you know, so-called free country like America used to be, and they are killing innocent people, knowing it's going to stir them up and make them mad, so they fight back. Then they can call them terrorists. Then they can expand the war. Then the contractors can make more money.
Precisely, Alex. This is exactly, you have painted it so beautifully and so vividly, there could not be a better explanation. This honor code is as old as the Afghan society itself. I mean, it runs through their blood for past 5,000 years. And this is called Pakhtunwali. Pakhtunwali is an honor code. This evokes even stronger sentiments than the religion. Therefore, these people are not going to forgive all this. And I am afraid that we will have lost this region forever to America, to the West. And this will not be good for us. I agree. I think it is still time that we redress the situation and some sense is driven into the heads which seem to be totally blocked to or impervious to any kind of sensible suggestion. But I think we must keep on trying. I think this is the last lap and in which we are now going. And this struggle is going to end in a very big disaster for American reputation, for their honor, for their self-respect, and we don't want to have this done. I can assure you, I genuinely am telling this because American people are such noble people. Sometimes they say they are so gullible and they are so innocent that this borders on being criminally innocent. Because of their innocence, we are suffering. We are suffering for no rhyme or reason at all, but because American people's gullibility, their innocence is exploited by their leaders, that is why we suffer and they suffer as well. Well, so I think this is time now we redress the situation.
Well, General, as you know, this is the divide and conquer British model. You had Mohammad Mossadegh, somewhat secular, pro-Western, but he wanted to build up Iran and keep some of their own money. So they used radical Muslims to overthrow him. Then they put the Shah in and double-crossed the Muslims. Then the same thing with the Serbs. They used the Albanians to break up southern Serbia. Same thing with Saddam. They put him in power. They have him overthrow the Baathist. They put him in power. They have him attack Iran. Then they tell him invade Kuwait. Then they set him up. Now they've set up sectarian Sunni Shiite violence. Everything is to break down and destabilize your countries. I mean, so there is a rhyme and reason to this. It's just so cold-blooded and so evil, the average person cannot grasp it.
Yeah, that's right, Alex. I think American policymakers have, for their own reason, I don't know. I have not been able to fathom that as yet. But they have allowed the old British, mischievous mind to lead American policymaking by the nose. And I can tell you, I know them, I worked with them, I did my staff course there in Camberley in the UK, and I know them inside out. They are extremely jealous of America. They do not want to see America flourish. Inside their heart, they want to pull their leg. They make fool of them, and they talk about it. They have coined jokes for the Americans. So this has to be done away with. That is fundamental. The other power, which for its own reason, and those are very mischievous reasons, that is Israel. now is joined in by the Indians, unfortunately. So they, together they form the club. That club is, you can call it the extra or ultra imperial club. This imperial club is responsible for a lot of problems in the world. And American people are exploited. They are the most innocent people on God's earth. But they are exploited to the hilt for that implementation of their dark impulse and their dark agenda, which is only a handful of people. There is a clique only, in my assessment, who are indulging in this exercise.
General, let's get into WikiLeaks. I noticed day one that what the media focused on out of 90-plus thousand documents were documents, battlefield reports, as you said, fed by private contractors, classically unreliable, completely unreliable. It's like going to the devil, you know, for the truth. And it all points at Pakistan. It all points at you. It says that Hamid Ghul, here's the quote, is quarterbacking, this is the Washington Post, is quarterbacking direct attacks against U.S. forces in Afghanistan and Pakistan.
This is diabolical nonsense. And if this is the kind of intelligence that America is basing its policies on in this region, then God help America. Because this is totally false, it's fabricated, and I tell you who are the elements involved in it. One, the Afghan intelligence, and good luck that Amarullah Saleh, who was an old communist, who was heading the intelligence setup of Afghanistan, and the intelligence service there in Afghanistan is still infested by the old communist diehards. And they have an axe to grind, especially against me as a person, because I was responsible in part for their ouster from Afghanistan, from their ouster from power. Then the Indians have joined up with them, and they also have things to settle with Pakistan. They want to destabilize Pakistan. They're sitting on our back with the, under the shadow of Americans, and they're stabbing Pakistan, an ally, a friend of America. We have been friend not now, but we have been friend right through the days of Cold War, ever since Mr. Dulles, Foster Dulles, he framed the policy of befriending Pakistan. We have been a very loyal friend of America, and we have given huge sacrifices to uphold that friendship. But unfortunately, the Indians would have us put down completely, and they would want Pakistan to be subservient to India. This is not acceptable to people of Pakistan. Now, this is how WikiLeaks has been giving. Of course, there are only 180 reports with regard to Pakistan and my person. Eight times I've been mentioned in this. But I said to the CNN also, for heaven's sake, if you think that a 74-year-old general retired some 18 and a half years ago from the army and left ISI 21 years ago, if he's still responsible for defeating America in Afghanistan, which is inevitable because America is now, they have to countenance with defeat in Afghanistan. There is no way, and I will speak about it professionally at a later stage if you ask me. So if they are going to record it in history, in the history books, what are the American future generations going to read? That the mightiest power ever in the history of the mankind was defeated with the help of a retired 74-year-old general living in his house in retired life. I mean, this would be shameful. They would be ashamed of it. Let's let the future generation not be ashamed. Speak the truth that you have failed. You have failed because your own policymakers have not come up with the recipes that were required. Your own generals would not measure up to the task that was given to them. So why don't you accept the failure rather than rub the blame on somebody else and start finding scapegoats, and those two scapegoats which would not sell in the market? Please, for God's sake, as far as I am concerned, I can tell you my future generation will be proud that he was responsible not only in defeat of one superpower, but in defeat of another superpower also. But that's not the case. I don't want America to be defeated there. I want them to exit Afghanistan gracefully. I don't want them to get involved into a running fight in Afghanistan like they did in Vietnam. Why don't they learn their lesson? And in Vietnam also, it's not too far back. back in history, General Westmoreland, he was an utter failure. And he was such a big hero. He was being cast in the image of a hero. And he kept on demanding more and more troops. In the end, he had something like 556,000 troops, over 500,000 troops. And what did you do? I mean, they ran out from Vietnam. Why could they not have thought of it earlier on? And similar situation now confronts them in Afghanistan. So it's, from my point of view, being a friend of America, I want that Americans should go out gracefully, leaving behind them a friendly Afghanistan. And it is possible. I can tell you it is doable. It is still doable. But tomorrow it may not be doable. Today it is doable from my point of view. As I assess the situation, it is doable. It is doable that Afghan society is allowed to evolve slowly into a modern society. That is also doable.
General,
the way they are going, I think there will be no option left but to cut and run out of Afghanistan.
General, we just skipped that break, but some stations may have gone to it. We're talking to Lieutenant General Hamid Ghul, former head of Pakistani intelligence. And I want to get more into WikiLeaks. I want to go back to the Mumbai attack because you joined us a few years ago, just a few weeks after that tragic event, and you fingered Western intelligence for staging it to stir up enmity between India and Pakistan and as a pretext to bring U.S. forces covertly into Pakistan. We now know that was the case. I want to show viewers mainstream news here in the United States, including the Chicago Tribune and others, admitting that, quote, the head of that attack was a U.S. agent, and explain to people why they do this. But first, let's get into a basic boil down from your military expertise and expert on the region, what the real policy, what the real objective has been by the United States being used by these globalists inside your country and bordering Afghanistan. A, what are they really doing there? What's their real aims versus their public aims? B, what has really happened in the 8 years of occupation? And C, where all this is going?
Yeah, 9 years of occupation now. 9 years of this dirty war which has been going on for a wrong purpose, at a wrong time, in a wrong place. Now, what is the real? The declared or the stated goal of the war was to disperse Al-Qaeda to catch Osama bin Laden. And now, lately, President Obama has come up with a new formulation, and that says that we have to reverse the momentum of Taliban. And who are Taliban? Taliban are resistance fighters. They are the Mujahideen of the old. I mean, they are the same people or their sons and wards who fought against the Soviet Union. And they are fighting for the same reason as they were fighting against the Soviet Union at that time. What is that reason? That reason is to protect their way of life. Whatever it is, you may not agree with that way of life, but the point is, as you are jealous of protecting your way of life, they are jealous of protecting their way of life. The other is liberation, because they look upon the Americans and the Allied forces as the occupation forces. And so they want to liberate. They will not settle for anything less than that. So really, you are fighting the Afghan nation. Do you want to reverse the momentum of the Afghan nation? Is it achievable? In my opinion, it is not achievable. It is not worth it. It is, first of all, it is not proper. It is not morally correct that you should be trying to straitjacket a nation, and as a nation as proud as the Afghans, in certain mold that you have visualized for them. This is immoral, this is incorrect, and it is not achievable. So the real aim, the hidden aim, the latent aim, I have been saying that before also, that was basically A, for corporate America to install itself within the, in the center of the oil-rich area, the resources of the Caspian basin, Caspian Sea basin area, resources of the Middle East, B, to check China from moving into this region, that is the strategic aim, and C, to any new system should not emerge, because they are afraid that their system is a failure, and if any new system based on Islamic principles of egalitarianism, equality, fraternity, and freedom, if these principles are really adopted, then imperial powers will have no place to hide. So, really, this was the third aim. And fourth one, unfortunately, and very unfortunate for America, is to provide a security shield to the state of Israel. And with that, they want to strengthen India. Now, imagine a country as big, as powerful, as enlightened as America should be acting to provide security to somebody else.
General Gould.
For what reason?
General Gould, got a break. Back in 70 seconds. Continue.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, for the last 30 minutes, retired Lieutenant General Hamid Ghul has been our guest, former head of Pakistani intelligence. The Washington Post wrote, if the documents are to be believed, and the uncooperated U.S. intelligence reports must be read with caution. So they add that this is just battlefield reports fed by contractors. Gull has taken a direct hand in quarterbacking attacks against U.S.-led forces in Afghanistan. Gull calls the reports fiction and nothing else. So this is a guy, from what I've seen, who's told the truth. I mean, I don't trust anybody except my wife and children and God. But I just go off long-term study, long-term looking at geopolitical systems, the British model of the great game that our country's adopted, how we're being used. I mean, for 5 years, U.S. troops and contractors have been sneaking around in Afghanistan, 9 years there, in Pakistan. And now they came out 3 weeks ago and admitted, okay, we lied to you. We got contractors and troops there. And, Ghul said 2 years ago on this show they were there to stir up the tribal areas to destabilize Pakistan. And now that's admitted. I mean, these global corporations that suck us dry with these wars, they have a motive to expand these wars. So this is a short segment, General, but brief answers on this. Finishing up on Israel and the U.S. being used as a tool that you were talking about there. And then how can we get out of there on friendly terms with the Pakistan's folks and with the Afghans? And versus how it will end if we don't pull out?
Well, let me tell you that there is everything to be gained by pulling out, and there is everything to be lost by continuing to stay here. So that's my judgment, and I'm quite convinced that this is right. Now, by pulling out, you are going to, because there is a natural affinity between America and Pakistan and America and even Afghanistan, because, you know, they have cooperated in the past throughout. We have a long history of cooperation. When India was in the USSR camp, Pakistan was all along, and Afghanistan too was in the American camp. Afghanistan made a mistake of being in the USSR camp, and USSR came and attacked it at that time. And of course, they resisted. And Pakistan stood behind them. America stood behind them also. And they don't forget that. So if you pull out, and that is very simple, you have to have a change of heart. And I have given that message clearly. I said, I am prepared to come discuss with you, face the court, go for a hearing before the Senate or the Congress. Whatever you want me to do, I am prepared. If I am a terrorist, if I am quarterbacking, as you rightly said, this attacks in Afghanistan, then you can catch me. I mean, here is a terrorist who is offering himself. He says, okay, catch me, hold me responsible. Take me anywhere, to Congress, Senate, to any court, to any interrogation center. I'm prepared for all this. They are lying. I tell you, they are lying to the American people more than anyone else. And we have, if they have a change of heart, we will find ways and means when they can pull out safely. They will not be followed. Now, the speech that President Obama made on 8th of May 2009 in Cairo, addressing the Al-Azhar University, I think that was remarkable, because in this he had said, if there is no chance of attack or there is no threat of attack from that region to America, then in that case, we are prepared to pull out every single troop from that region. And I, at that time, also on some of the TV channels, I said that this is a legitimate demand. Okay, we accept this, that there should be no attack on America from this area.
General,
no
stay there.
No one has ever been found in the past also. And that automatically means that the responsibility will be on the new government, which will be installed in Afghanistan, to make sure that there is no threat to American interests.
General, I'm sorry to interrupt you. We've got to go to break. Come back and repeat that thought and finish it up. We'll be right back with General Hamid Ghul.
Room at your own risk, because it leads to the future. Not a future that will be, but one that might be. This is not a new world. It is simply an extension of what began in the old one. It has patterned itself after every dictator who has ever planted the ripping imprint of a boot on the pages of history. Since the beginning of time, it has refinements, technological advances, and a more sophisticated approach to the destruction of human freedom. But like every one of the super states that preceded it, it has one iron rule. Logic is an enemy and truth is a menace.
Is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Well, we've been talking to Lieutenant General Hamid Ghul about a host of really important issues, and he's joining us from Pakistan. Last time we had him on, the regular phone number was being blocked, and we were having trouble getting through on the other line, and it looks like we may be having some phone troubles now. We may try to reconnect with him in a moment. General, do we have you? Now, again, I have researched all of this information in depth, and we've had the former CIA commander for the entire Afghan war on. He wrote the book Jawbreaker, and he admitted that they would pick up 12, 13, 14, 15-year-old kids and would send them to Guantanamo Bay as terrorists, knowing they were totally innocent, just to create this illusion. It's a manufactured war as a pretext to feed our troops into a meat grinder as a giant laboratory of control. And that's the bottom line of what's been going on here. Going back to General Hamid Ghul, General, I have looked at all of the information concerned here, and clearly the Pentagon plan is to expand the war into Pakistan. They now admit that U.S. forces and contractors are there illegally. Congress had been lied to about this. Where is all this leading, and what are the Western forces doing in Pakistan?
Well, they are on a sabotage, subversion mission, and inciting people to rise against the central government of Pakistan. So they are on destabilizing exercise, not realizing that this is going to hurt them more than it is going to hurt us, because we are in any case suffering. There is a spate of flood at the moment we are facing in Pakistan. It's a great human tragedy that we are in the middle of it. And on top of it, our friends America and their allies, some of their allies, and India, they are in collusion to bash Pakistan and to really unravel it from inside. But this is very unfair, and I don't think they will be able to do it at the end of the day. I think if they get embroiled in Pakistan, then they will keep on staying here for a very long time. And I don't think the American people have a heart for it. I think 60% of Americans are now already against this war. And if they are going to expand this war, because I know one thing, the irregular fight that is going to be put up to Americans, whether in Pakistan, Afghanistan, or Iran, now the larger the area of conflict and longer the period of conflict, the established power, the one who is equipped with more firepower, can cannot win. This is a lesson from history, and it is immutable. Because if they enlarge the area of conflict, then they will get more embroiled into some of the very difficult things which they can't foresee at this moment. So I think it is professionally very, very unwise for America to get involved into a conflict inside Pakistan.
General Gould, where is this leading if the United States doesn't pull out? I mean, clearly our government, controlled by these offshore corporate interests, wants to expand this into Pakistan with this destabilization. From your research, how many contractors are sneaking around in your country versus regular U.S. forces?
Well, I think the security contractors at this moment, they are trying to spread their wings into Balochistan area. And Americans have been granted permission, it is understood, to open, because they arm twist us, our government and our leaders, very conveniently, and they are going to open a consulate in Quetta. And I think this would, it will have two purposes. One, to continue to fan the ongoing insurgency, which is artificially being sponsored in Balochistan, which is largest of our provinces because of its very huge size and because of its borders with Mekran coast. The coastal line mostly is covered by this province. And it's a long border with Iran. It is about 900 kilometers long border that we share with Iran. So it has twin purpose, A, to destabilize Pakistan, and B, to get inside Iran and try to destabilize them, because those areas are Sunni populated and they are definitely trying to create a problem for Iran from that point. So really, at this moment, I would put the figure of the security contractors to less than 5,000. I don't think they are more than this number. And they are trying to expand because very recently, 650 visas were issued to American servicemen. And they come in CVs. This is very unfortunate that servicemen traditionally should be used in uniform. But when you start using them in civilian clothes, this is not their job. A soldier is brought and bred, and he is taught, his training is to fight cleanly on the battlefield.
So they're trying to turn him into
the work of undercover agents.
Exactly, trying to turn him into covert spies, so they can't be differentiated between them, regular troops, and the different contractors. Speaking of Iran, General Gould, we continue to hear over and over again that Iran is funding insurgency in Pakistan and Afghanistan. And many analysts, even here in the West, even many people in the CIA, say that that's asinine, that's a lie. What's the truth there?
Oh, it's not a lie. Believe you me, Iran is not doing anything of this nature. But they would have us believe that Iran is our enemy. They are not our enemy. There has been no hostility between Iran and Pakistan. That border is quiet. There is absolutely peaceful movement of goods and people on that border. So this is an utter lie. It's only to malign Iran. But I tell you, Israel is hell-bent to draw America into a wider war by attacking Iran. If they go in for unilaterally to attack some target, even drop a few bombs here and there, I think it will flare up a conflict that they will not be able to control. And America is likely to get sucked into this war. And this may turn out to be the Third World War. It will be a disaster of the first order. I think it must be avoided at all cost.
Well, General Gould, it's not just you, a formidable intelligence and military expert who's worked at every level from ground commander up to major general right through here. But dealing with this, the word that I get from Ray McGovern, high-level CIA analyst, retired, and others, is that they're looking at green-lighting it this month. They may attack, Israel may attack in the next 15 days or even sooner. We are on the edge of what most even Western analysts say, and the Russians agree, could lead to World War III.
Yes, I agree with you. I have said that independently. I didn't have this information that you have, but all the same, I think my calculation as a strategist and as an intelligence expert is that this would be a disaster. I don't think that Russia can be kept back, or China for that matter. I don't know which of all other countries will get sucked into this imbroglio. And this will be an inferno that will consume so many things. And corporate America would be the biggest sufferer. They don't realize this. Because if it results eventually in destabilization of the entire region, where are they going to sell their goods? And how are they going to pick up the oil? And especially the European countries will be the biggest sufferers. And Japanese economy will collapse. So many things will happen. You can't simply, it's incalculable at this time.
By the way, that's what literally hundreds of top Western analysts are saying. They confer with General Hamid Ghul. General, we're running out of time. We've got one more segment coming up. I may try to keep you a bit longer, but I wanted to get into some other issues. We're also simulcasting on television. If I can have a document cam shot right here. Evidence Mumbai attackers were Anglo-American intel operatives. That's Kurt Nemo in November of 2008 about the Mumbai attacks. Now we have December of last year, Times of London, Mumbai terrorist suspect David Headley was rogue U.S. agent. The Chicago Tribune went on to report he was the commander of the operation. The head of Indian counterterrorism said it was a Western op, but they killed him that day to shut him up. Here's another one. Chicago man charged in 2008 Mumbai terror attacks, intelligence connection. So how did you know 2 years ago, day one, that this was a Western op that they tried to blame on you in Pakistan?
Well, I have an uncanny sixth sense about this because of my experience, because of the fact that I worked with the CIA and I know how their mind works. I can read their mind. For instance, I had said that this attack, 9/11 attack, was because of the internal cavity inside America itself. To date, they have not been able to come up with a charge sheet against Osama bin Laden. He should have been tried in absentia if they had enough evidence on him. Why have they not tried him in absentia?
General, I've got to stop you. This is too important. I want you to start over when we come back and talk about Osama bin Laden. Of course, CNN said that you had no evidence of that when bin Laden's on record saying he didn't do it. The CIA now admits 2 months ago that they created a fake bin Laden video. In fact, print me that Washington Post. It's spy talk. CIA created fake bin Laden video. Stay there. General Hamid Ghul, our guest. We'll be right back. Okay, he's a retired three-star general, so it is lieutenant general. Former head of Pakistani intelligence, General Hamid Ghul. And he is with us today. And I have to tell you, I've researched this all in-depth myself. It's been declassified, the CIA, Mossad, MI6 staged terror attacks. They're doing everything they can to get us into a full-bore war with Pakistan. Then they'll have to go in with a full invasion to get the nukes. And I mean, if you think that the Afghans are tough and hard to beat, the Pakistanis are just as tough or tougher and have nuclear weapons. But I'll get into that in a moment with General Ghul. General Ghul, I brought up the Mumbai attacks. It was later confirmed that that was run by Western intelligence, and you were getting into 9/11 being an inside job. Please spend some time on that.
Yeah, 9/11, they haven't given the evidence so far, and I think much hype was created. Now they don't even mention about Osama bin Laden. The latest statement is by General Petraeus. He said that he is so far away that whether he is alive or dead doesn't matter at all. Now, that means they have forgotten about Osama bin Laden now, and they are out to destroy the Afghan nation and then come for Pakistan. From day one, I said 9/11 was a pretext. Afghanistan is the lodging place. This is the staging point, and from there they will jump into Pakistan. And I fear that this is coming true. But in Pakistan, their overwhelming interest of both India and Israel, and not America's interest, because America won't bother whether Pakistan has 30, 40, or 100 bombs. It makes no difference to America. We have no such hostility between us. In fact, we have been very fast friends in the past, and we still are friends. Anyway, the point is that Israel would simply not be able to digest Pakistan's nuclear program, nor the Indians. So Pakistan's nuclear program is one point which needs to be now resolved one way or another. Either they have to accept that Pakistan is a de facto nuclear power and should be entered into the nuclear club, because that's a reality. And the fact that they have not accepted it, while India's nuclear capability has been accepted, that means they are still out to destroy it somehow. They can't reverse it and they cannot destroy it. Now that is where my understanding of Pakistan's ability, Pakistan's will to resist and its resilience comes into play. I can assure you there is a complete consensus in Pakistan on this one issue, that nuclear capability we have to protect, even if in the process we end up with a total destruction. Doesn't matter, but we will protect this capability of ours. It's a great asset for Pakistan. But my fear, Alex, is that if Pakistan is put to the corner and it is pushed against the wall, Pakistan, being an Islamic state, could also declare international jihad. Now, if that Islamic state declares international jihad, it becomes binding on the Muslims of the rest of the world to come out in support of jihad. Now, that is what will be, which will change the modern history altogether if that call is given. So let Pakistan not be taken lightly by the adversaries, by India, by Israel, or even by America. Pakistan has a potential, which is a very dangerous potential. We wouldn't like to do that. But if we have no other choice, if it is existentialist threat to us, then anything is possible. And it better be avoided by our adversaries.
General, I'm showing viewers Spy Talk, the issue from about 2 months ago in the Washington Post with a headline, CIA's unit, wacky idea, depicts Saddam as gay. But buried in the article, they admit that they made fake bin Laden videos. The famous bin Laden video is a fake. So bin Laden was writing letters saying he didn't do this after the attacks. Meanwhile, they use message boards and fake videos, and they admit it was a fake video. Why would the CIA arrogantly come out and admit they're growing the opium? Why would they arrogantly come out and brag that they are creating fake bin Laden videos? I mean, why are they so arrogant?
Well, this is the imperial arrogance, imperial hubris, which I think afflicts every nation which comes into that position where it stands at the pinnacle. And there is no one to destroy them but they themselves. Their own internal cavities destroy them. Their own arrogance and their own sense of injustices, I mean, that is what destroys them. So I think this system is on self-destruct, unfortunately. Their status, somehow, they are not able to handle it properly, the sole superpower status, because there are lesser men. The leaders are lesser leaders. There are pygmies as far as intellectual capacity is concerned, as far as their moral quality is concerned. They are pygmies. This is the problem of the leadership. So I think while we in the third world countries usually cry about our leaders, I think poor America is also really bereft of the quality leadership that they deserve at this time.
General, stay there. Final segment with you coming up straight ahead. We'll talk more about World War III.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Three-star General Hamid Gul, former head of Pakistani intelligence, who led the forces to victory against the Soviet bear. When you watch the films and read the documents about the Soviets massacring villages, carpet bombing villages, it's exactly what our criminal government's doing. The same corporations that have occupied Afghanistan using our military are occupying my country. They're waging war against my Bill of Rights, my Constitution, my children's future. I want my republic back. I want to be known as the land of the free, home of the brave, an example of goodness, not an example of evil. They lie to you. They give you fake bin Laden videos. They stage terror attacks. They say Saddam's got WMDs when he doesn't. and they want to start World War III, not just with Iran, but Pakistan. I concur with General Gould's analysis 100% from my own deep 18-hour-a-day research many days. Okay? We are going into World War III, and General Gould, you talked about how they want to cause the collapse of Pakistan, how they're funding radicals there, which has been admitted. They've been caught. And how they want Pakistan to have their back against a wall, so they have to declare an emergency jihad to protect themselves and call on aid, as Afghanistan did, so they can have what the PNAC documents and the Israelis and Dick Cheney called for in the September 20th, 2000, Rebuilding America's Defenses PNAC document, a clash of civilizations. They want to force the American people into a bare-knuckle war to fully commit us. I believe they're going to set off nukes in the U.S. and blame it on Pakistan and Iran. I see them putting out this story to where the Americans will howl with pure rage. They will ship 3 million Americans over there, bloodthirsty, ready for absolute genocide. And so your people, my people, have to stand together against the New World Order, just like they want to put two pit bulls in a ring and have us kill each other. We don't need to do this. We need to be smart enough to avert this, and the evidence is clear. We are on the verge of them launching World War III, a clash between Christendom, what's left of it in the West, and the East, a war without end. General, your comments.
My comments are that there is no clash of civilization. This is a myth that has been created, unfortunately. There has to be meeting of civilization. And as far as Islam is concerned, why is it being looked upon as an enemy, as an adversary? Islam encompasses Christianity and Judaism. It is not an entity in itself, but actually it encompasses all the three religions of the book. So there has to be amity, peace among us. And everyone has to gain from it. And therefore, there is no need for the dark impulse in the American system. I won't say in the American people because they are so good. It is in the American system that dark impulse has to be removed. And it can only be removed by the American people if they rise against this. Like the moratorium movement back in the Vietnam days, when it picked up from Berkeley's campus and then it spread across the cities and villages of whole of America, it became the battle cry for American people that this was a useless war, this was a debilitating war, and we must quit as soon as possible, which they did. And, of course, America still remained a great power, and eventually, it because of the Afghan blood, because of the services of Pakistan and men like me, that America enjoys today the status of the sole superpower. Now, America is hell-bent, or that dark impulse in American system is hell-bent, that they destroy America's position as the sole superpower. So it has to be morally correct. And unfortunately, telling lies with regard to Iraq, telling lies with regard to 9/11, and telling lies now with regard to Bombay attack, everywhere it is lies, lies, and lies, nothing else. And that is not going to be helpful because that is going to totally demolish the American position. American economy is in doldrums, but the generals of the Pentagon, they would want America to commit more forces in Afghanistan and elsewhere, and now they want to pick a fight with Iran, at the same time pick a fight with Pakistan. I don't know. They have to sit down, war game it, and if I am there, I will tell each one of them how wrong they are. There are lessons to be learned from military history. In Afghanistan, for instance, the spaces are not in their control. The victory or defeat is actually the outcome of three interplay of three factors, which is very important. Now I'm talking as a professional soldier. The time, space, and relative strength. In Afghanistan, Americans have the watch and opposition has the time. The Mujahideen have the time. In Afghanistan, again, they have the spaces are with the opposition, and Americans are confined only to garrison town. More and more, they will be squeezed into the garrison town. And third factor, that of relative strength, agreed that America has firepower, but America does not have a willing, motivated manpower. Slowly, gradually, the American soldiers have started now asking, what are we here for? Why are we laying down our lives? And I think this is a terrible situation if it seeps into the minds of the soldiery. And I think before this really erupts, it's better for America, it is better for the world that they pull out of here and they abandon any notions of attacking Iran or coming for Pakistan's nuclear capability. They cannot pluck it out, and it can create a desperate Pakistan which could do anything. I'm not saying that Pakistan would do it, but I think there are possibilities and there are chances that Pakistan may actually have to, for its own existence, for its own honor, for its own well-being, it can go to the extreme limit, which would not be good for the countries who want to see Pakistan's nuclear capability destroyed and Pakistan cut to pieces. No, it will not happen. I can assure you this. And they better disabuse their minds and their plans of this kind of notion.
General, a few other points I wanted to bring up to you, and then any other points you'd like to make, and we'll let you go. We're very thankful for your time today and your courage to come on this broadcast. But specifically, Benazir Bhutto, dealing with another lie. Our media said that she fell and hit her head on the side of a car, even though all over European and Central Asian news, it showed her being machine gunned in the chest by Western contractors as the intel. And then when it came out that she had been murdered and that our media had lied, they tried to claim that forces associated with the Taliban, which is any tribal group that resists occupation, had done it. What is the truth from your research about the assassination of Bhutto?
I've been saying that all along. She has been killed by the Americans. Those were, she has been killed by Dick Cheney's people. They are the ones who are operating Dick Cheney's order, because Dick Cheney has drawn up a plan of governance for Pakistan, and Benazir has become rebellious. She refused to meet Negroponte because Negroponte had told her not to go in Pakistan until after the election. But she dared them, and she came and she said, I'll want independent judiciary. She sent me a message through an emissary, a good friend of hers and me, and he came and said that she says, General, I am now agreeing with you. I tend to agree with you that the Americans have evil designs on Pakistan. And therefore, I know that it is she had become very dangerous for them, for Dick Cheney and company, who wanted things to happen in a certain way in Pakistan. Unfortunately, those things are happening in that fashion. And I think Pakistan is in tatters today. Pakistan has to be redeemed. And I think the young generation of Pakistan is very angry, very unhappy with America. So America must not think of ruling Pakistan by proxies. This is wrong. And I think they should quit this idea as soon as possible.
Well, General Gul, here is my message to the Pakistani people. I know you're hardworking, intelligent, good people who have always been friends with the United States. And I have the globalist-owned PNAC plans to go in and destabilize you and overthrow your country and then put extremists in power so that you won't have a highly developed civilization. And they're threatened by that. And they also want to use up America's treasure and our good name and destroy us in the international community via your destruction, so that this new global corporate state known as the New World Order can rise. And they now admit they're forming a world government run by private banks. They have a global carbon tax that's meant to strangle development. This is eugenics. And from my research, I've never read your writings on this subject, but I'm curious your view on the aim of this global corporate Anglo-American New World Order system. And are you aware that they've been caught giving children in Central Asia, this is CBS News, real polio in the shots to kill them? They've been caught adding sterilants to the tetanus shots to sterilize women. And that, from my research, Latin America, Africa, Central Asia, Pakistan, particularly, is targeted by a covert population reduction program. Are you aware of that, sir?
Yes, I've heard of it. And I think it's very obnoxious, to say the least. But America appears to becoming heartless. And I think the American people have got to win back their heart. And they have to come up with an opinion which is stronger than their dark policies. I think that opinion, America can be stopped in the track only by the American people. There's nobody else who can do that for them until the whole disaster takes place. But we want to avert disaster, as you very rightly said. I think that's your mission. And good luck to you for that mission. I think it's a noble mission, and you must continue pressing this hard as much as you can.
General Hamid Ghul, thank you so much for joining us today. I look forward to speaking to you again in the future, and I hope that our two countries can be friends, and I hope that we can get our nation back from the globalists. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Alex, and goodbye.
Goodbye, General Ghul. Well, there you go, ladies and gentlemen, a hour and 15-minute live, uncensored interview with three-star General Hamid Ghul, former head of Pakistani intelligence. And I will post this video and audio at prisonplanet.tv. If you missed any of it in the live show today, it'll be up just minutes after the live broadcast ends, after Max Keiser is with us on the economy and other news. But what you just heard is the truth from all of my research. Separately, with doing my own research, I can find nothing that Hamid Ghul said here that isn't veritas, that isn't the truth. And this guy was a hero in our media in the 80s, leading the attacks against the Soviets. And now, you know, it's the Russians saying we better be careful in Afghanistan and Pakistan. And it's our own government run by a bunch of crooks that is trying to expand all of this. So very informative interview with Lieutenant General Hamid Ghul. And obviously, in the days to come, you'll probably see a lot of news articles written about all of this. But what was the one line, Jaron, that he said that you thought would be a good idea to name the video of this when we posted at prisonplanet.tv? God help America. Hamid Ghul, God help America. This is a guy actually trained over here. And our media is using fake battlefield reports, even the Washington Post said are very questionable, to claim that this 74-year-old gentleman, did he say 74 or 76, to claim that he is running all these attacks when it's all these different tribes, all these different groups who many times are even fighting with each other. I mean, nobody's running this. Nobody's controlling this. That's the globalist mindset, is they create crises so big and so out of control that the problems just get bigger, and then they can spend more money and more troops and project more power in the name of cleaning it up, but the plan is only to make it worse and commit us to an endless war. And that's why, as a patriotic American who defends the entire Bill of Rights, Declaration of Independence, and Constitution, I agree with George Washington. And we know FEMA demonizes George Washington. I have video training films where they teach police and firefighters and sheriff's deputies that George Washington, Thomas Jefferson were terrorists and were bad. It's in my film, Road to Tyranny. And it's just so disgusting to see this. But George Washington, now Al-Qaeda, according to our government, I mean, it sounds ridiculous, but it's true. He said, no foreign entanglements. We're not an empire. We're going to trade with people. Like Ron Paul says, we're going to have business with people. Now, I got a bunch of other news coming up on the economy I want to hit on. Ahead of Max Keiser joining us, some other military news when we go to break here in a moment. But I've done an hour and 47 minutes without telling you about what makes this operation float, what funds this operation. But more importantly, that's just a caveat, a fringe benefit, a symbiosis, a symbiotic relationship. These films are waking people up. You can show them the well-produced, well-documented, riveting, real-world films, and your friends and family are ready to be awakened. You can get all my films or films I produced and make copies of them and air them on Access TV and give them to people for nonprofit educational purposes. Invisible Empire, New World Order Defined by Jason Burma, such an important film. Took us a year and a half to make this. Covers the whole New World Order architecture, their Order Out of Chaos program, hundreds of New World Order global government quotes. This is such an important film. This special ends next Monday. You've got a week to take advantage of this. Buy one copy, get three free. You can go ahead and do all your Christmas shopping early, have it all. Buy one copy for $19.95, get three copies for $19.95 free. So you get four copies, $19.95, buy one, get three free. You can buy two for $39.95 or $39.90, and you get eight copies free. 10 videos for $39.90. 10 copies of Invisible Empire for $39.90. Same thing with Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA. The entire 15 years of my research, the latest developments, the secret governor's councils, the Military Commissions Act, the John Warner Defense Authorization Act, the executive orders, all of it is covered in this film. The FEMA camps, the clergy response teams, how the underwear bombing on Christmas Day was staged. It is all covered in Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA. So many subjects, well documented. Buy one, get three free. Buy two, get eight free. 10 copies, $39.90. 4 copies, $19.95. Same thing with part two of the Obama deception. Fall of the Republic. The presidency of Barack H. Obama. How they plan to start the wars. How they plan to steal the pension funds. Made this almost a year ago. It's all coming true now. People see this and are blown away. The production quality's off the chart. Fall of the Republic. You can get all three of these films. Buy one, get three free. Buy two, get eight free. And also other great documentaries that we carry, discounted. Global Warming, Emerging Science and Understanding. Solutions for a Broken Economy, The Secret of Oz, directed by Bill Still. Get it discounted. The Obama Deception. All of these are available right now at InfoWars.com, or you can simply call toll-free 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. You can also download all of my films in super high quality, burn them right to disc or CD to give people to play on their computers, or DVD players at prisonplanet.tv. They've got a 64 kilobit audio podcast there. They've got the 64, it's actually 120 or even higher audio video of the entire archive of the full show. We now do the whole transmission as TV as well, not just part of it. It's all at prisonplanet.tv, and your memberships make all this possible. And later this week, exclusive for prisonplanet.tv members, my interview with Jesse Ventura on Key Info here in Austin last week.